AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON. My guest today is John Millay. John had been with the State High School League for a long time, and he's retiring from that position, worked for the Star Tribune prior to that. We're going to learn more about John here, too. It's a My Life series. So John's growing up in Gretenburg, Iowa, involved in sports.
Let me clarify.
Yeah.
Gretenger.
Okay. Got to make sure I get that right when I'm looking for it on the map.
It's an old German name.
Gretenger,
Iowa. That's
all
I know about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing all things sports at that point, reading whatever you can get your hands on, participating in it. Yep. So as you were moving on into high school in Gretenger, did you have a clear idea? It sounded like you started to think you wanted to go to sporting events. Did you know what you wanted to do in regards to that?
Well, I didn't, but the big moment for me, and I talk about this a lot, and I've written about this, when I was a 15-year-old high school sophomore. It's August, the school year has just started, the first football game is coming up, I'm on the football team, and my English teacher, Mrs. White, who passed on 20 years ago, but she was just one of my favorite teachers, one day after class, like the first week of school, she pulled me aside for a second and told me the lady who runs the weekly newspaper, the Gretenger Times, which I still subscribe to, the lady is looking for a student, asked Mrs. White to find a student to write the stories from the football games. And she came to me and she looked me in the eye and said, basically there were two requirements. She said, you're on the football team and you can do this. And I remember being mystified. What do you mean? I can write newspaper articles? I've never done that. What do you mean? And she gave me enough confidence to do it. And I was a lineman. My name was not in the stories, but every story said by John Millay right at the top. And so basically that got me going. So the last 3 years of high school, I was a sports writer for my local paper. I didn't earn a nickel, but I wrote about every sporting event, whether I was on the team or not. You know, I wrote about girls' sports, boys' sports. And we had a little kind of a third-rate school paper. I helped do that. And, you know, at some point you realize, and I'd grown up, like I said, reading the Des Moines Register, and I had all these sports writing heroes from that newspaper. And that was a big, big-time newspaper back then. They'd done an awful lot. And, you know, a kid, a teenager realizes, hey, you can do this for a job. So I did go to journalism school. I had I went to three different colleges, kind of separated, but I started at Briarcliff College, which is a small school in Sioux City, Iowa. I was actually the sports information director there as a freshman and a sophomore in college. And it was a student job. They didn't have a whole slate of sports, men's and women's basketball and volleyball and I think softball, and now they have everything. They have football and everything else. But back then, you know, that paid for a lot of my schooling, just that job. But they didn't have the journalism program I was kind of looking for. So I transferred to Drake University in Des Moines before my junior year. They did and still do have a fantastic journalism school. And graduated from there in 1981. And years later, I was working in Phoenix and did some graduate work at Arizona State. But that was interrupted when I got hired by the Star Tribune. And I never got back to my master's degree. And I think that's okay. But yeah, it was that one high school teacher, Mrs. White, who gave me that confidence and told me I could do this. And I've told this to a lot of people. Without that little 2-minute conversation, I mean, my life hinged on that, I think. I don't know what I would have done. I think at some points I was thinking of maybe a career as a teacher and a coach, which might have been something I'd gone into. You know, I'm probably a history teacher. I love history and baseball and football and track maybe, but I don't think I would have been as skilled at that as I am at this. I'm sure I know I ended up in the right profession, because it's just something I've always loved doing all these years.
So you mentioned Mrs. White kind of got you started on this. How did you learn how to write? Are you self-taught? Yeah. Was it just some of the readings that you had, you know, read over the years, whether it be newspaper or magazine, that led to your approach, your writing skills?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jay. I don't know that I've ever thought about that. They didn't really have an editor or anybody. I mean, I wrote, you know, these first stories, I was writing them out in longhand on a legal pad or in a notebook. And at some point in high school, I started typing, which a skill I still need today. It was just kind of keep doing it. And I've told that to a lot of young journalists. You know, if you want to be a better journalist, there's two things you have to do. You have to read a lot and you have to write a lot. And that's certainly me. I've never stopped reading. I don't read as many sports books as I once did. I read a lot more history now, but growing up, all those sports books were huge to me. And like I said, reading a daily newspaper, and I credit my parents for subscribing to the Des Moines Register, you know, and the local paper and the newspaper up the road in Esterville. You know, we had newspapers piled up around our house, so there was a lot of reading material. And yeah, I there wasn't really an instructor, you know, until you get to college and you're taking journalism classes. So yeah, it was just kind of just grind away and keep reading. And you know, you can steal some good ideas from good writers, and every good writer knows that. You can take something that someone's done and tuck it away in your brain. And I've certainly done that over the years.
My guest today is John Mullay. It's our My Life series. More to come in just a moment.